The Obama administration is about to give nearly $40 billion military aid package to Israel, which the State Department's calling the largest ever given to any country in American history. Why aren't you talking about it here at the White House, given what a tough relationship, well documented in the public space, President Obama and Benjamin Netanyahu have had? And what do you make of some of the complaints that it's not enough?
Well, I've only seen one person make that complaint. I think most people, including the Israeli government, including AIPAC, which has not been shy about offering up their criticism of the Obama administration, welcome the completion of this agreement. Obviously, the president made this a priority and identified the completion of a new memorandum of understanding as a national security priority 3 years ago now. So this agreement represents the culmination of a lot of work and a whole series of difficult negotiations, but negotiations that ultimately reflected the shared priorities between the United States and our closest ally in the Middle East, Israel.